CliffCentral.com.
Let's get personal, personal. I wanna get personal. Keeping up with the Calvaries. Yeah, keeping up with the Calvaries. You've got to listen to Keeping Up with the Calvaries on CliffCentral.com.
So as I was saying, so Lorraine.
Oh no! Don't start with me already. Our first thing as we start in the morning.
Well, who else am I going to say? Carly's not here. I can't say. Well, Carly.
So you're just going to introduce me, you're going to break.
So Bernice is not just. I can't say. Oh, Bernice. So obviously,
okay.
Obviously,
I forgot that's how you always start your show. Oh, Bernice is here. Calvary, Lorraine Mazel's here.
Lorraine.
Sorry, but I got in before you. Morning.
So, did you put your pop thing on the microphone?
Yes, put my pop thing on the microphone. Nobody spat in mine except me.
You got
me.
Your own headphones. You're a professional.
I'm ready. I'm ready for this. How's it going? What's been happening with the Calvary's household?
Well, forget about the Calvary's.
No, we aren't keeping up with the Calvary's. We need to do Calvary.
No, please. I know you don't mean that.
From the bottom of my heart.
No, you're so insincere.
I'm very insincere.
So now the cat's out the bag. Gareth basically announced on his show this morning at about 9:15, you can listen to the podcast.
I didn't hear. I stopped listening to him at 9:45.
9:45. Are you
listening? Quarter to eight, 20 to 9. So I actually was on my way here.
Why can't you listen in your car? You take your cell phone.
I was on a phone call. I do normally listen in my car. Okay. I listen to Cliff Central all day.
Do you use the aux or do you use the USB on your radio?
I have a Bluetooth thingy and a little, it's called a parrot. And I plug into my parrot and there I go because my phone is attached.
How's your data charges? What are you looking
at? I don't care. As long as I'm listening to the Cliff Central, I'm all right.
No, but if you notice a sudden...
No, it hasn't been drastic. Not at all. The data hasn't been drastic.
Lovely.
At all.
Lorraine Mazel endorsing Cliff Central. It's affordable.
No, I was just reading an article that one of my girls sent me at the office to say that it's a trend. And that's what I love. I love trends. And trend is to listen to podcasts.
Who wrote this article?
I didn't look who wrote the article. I just know that... Cassie van Heerden. She wrote it, and there's some of Gareth's comments in here. But podcasting is a new trend. It's like wants to listen to what the masses have got to say when you can hear it in your own time when you're ready for it.
So is that the same article I read where it said podcasting is the future of radio?
Yes,
kind of thing.
Yes,
I'm sure it's the same. Was it on Biz Community?
No, it was on
Beer Dear.
New media update.
Make this the last thing you ever forward to me. Could you just forward that to me? You
got my email. Make it the last one.
No, because I know the cat's out the bag.
Oh, the cat's out the bag.
Yes.
What did Gareth say this morning? Haven't we got a little? Can we not play that snippet?
Oh, we should have.
That's a good one.
You
Duncan,
know what?
Can we not get the
snippet? No, Shane, leave. No, please, Duncan can't. I mean, by the time he gets it done, it'll be quarter to 2:11.
Okay.
No,
we'll be quick.
Gareth tells me matter of factly as if I knew. Because that's Gareth.
Yeah.
There's no luck. That's the way he communicates. He said that you're leaving Keeping Up with the Calvaries.
I am.
Now,
we're getting divorced, Damon. No, I'm sorry. My husband and I are divorcing.
No, hang on. Okay, now. Listen, yeah.
Okay.
Because you did this trick a couple of weeks ago. So I'm going to give you, I'm going to count up to 10. And during that time when I count up to 10, that's the period you got to tell me whether this is a joke or not.
Okay.
Okay, so 1.
Okay.
2. 3. You've only got 6 more to go. 4, 5, 6. Last chance, 4 more. 7, 8, 9, 10.
I'm definitely leaving Keeping Up with the Calvaries. I'm out of here. I'm so excited.
How could this be exciting?
I'm really, you know what? It's been a couple of traumatic weeks that I've been... spoken about in a disgusting manner, whether it be on radio or off radio, and the energies were not great for me. So I think it was time you lied to me, which was killing me. Although that was really rude. I don't like people who lie. And I just thought it was, there's new and exciting things happening.
But you're completely contradicting yourself.
You always say that to me, but you
Because you do.
What?
For the last 10 months.
I've loved radio.
You've been saying, don't sweat the small stuff. I've lived through this and that. Jaime, Harold, and whatever have died. Those are the real stuff, Simba. Don't sweat the small stuff. But obviously you have been.
No, I haven't been sweating that. I've just been. It's not been the energy. I said the energy's not been great. I don't want to be come to some place. I don't want to come, take my time out during a day where I have a business to run, come here and spend 2 or 3 hours here and be abused. Why would I want to do
but
that?
Have you really have you been abused?
Well, not abused, but just like not be spoken to in that tone. I don't need to do that. Why do I need to do that? I'm not married to anybody. My husband, or if I was married, my husband wouldn't speak to me like that. My staff don't speak to me. My family don't speak to me like that. My friends don't speak to me like that. Why should I come here and be spoken to like that when there's so many other opportunities out there? And especially when you're on Cliff Central, there's so much opportunity.
Okay, now, I can sort of understand that, but it kind of like takes me back to what I originally said. You are normal.
Contradicting
me. No, because you're a human being.
Yeah.
You're a human being, and you've been saying that nothing affects you.
No,
that's not
I've
true.
I've never said that.
You have said that.
I've never said that nothing affects me. Important things affect me in my life. Important things. Please believe me. I've had sleepless nights about important things, but please believe me, I have not had sleepless nights about keeping up with the Calvaries.
Are you sure?
EPSA. Fucking lutely.
Because it's a big decision.
Sure.
Because it's a big decision to leave this award-winning show.
You know what? It's about you guys. I want you and Bernice to talk about your lives. And I'm not a Calvary. And I've said that from the beginning.
Mm.
Have I not, Damon?
Yes, but then that's what you said at the beginning.
But I've learned a lot about radio in between, which has just taken me – it's just taught me so much. I've had a platform to learn from.
Okay, you said that – you said that at the beginning, that this is the key, I'm not a Calvary. But then halfway through, 3 months later, you turned around and said, oh no, actually the show really works and it's nice.
Well, things change, Damon. Nothing stays the same, baby.
So now what changed?
Everything changed.
When did it all change for you? Because I have an idea. I know why. When Bernice left the studio and we had her on the phone and Skype, I think that's where things changed. Because then Bernice wasn't in the studio anymore, so you guys couldn't do face-to-face. So if Bernice said something or you said something, it wasn't taken too seriously
I don't even remember. It really wasn't an important thing for me. I really don't remember. I enjoyed having Bernice here. We had a great energy together, whether she was on the phone or not. Didn't make a difference to me. I don't think it was that. Don't assume things, eh?
I'm not assuming. I've been sitting here for 10 months. It's not assuming.
I'm going to go back to my original thing.
What?
My hour conversation with you over the phone. I'm not a Calvary. I shouldn't be on Keeping Up with the Calvaries. Bottom line, I was the third wheel.
No. That third wheel was
working. I started with that and I finished with that. I enjoyed my shows. I enjoyed everything that we did. I loved it. And I still, to this very minute right now, enjoy where I'm sitting.
It was working nicely.
Listen, I am coming back, just by the way.
What are you doing?
I'm not leaving Cliff Central. That's
You're not
one
leaving.
Thing.
Where are you going? You're not going to Heartfelt.
No. 702. No.
You're not going there.
No, I'm staying at Cliff Central. I've got something. We've got something exciting. Gareth and Rena are geniuses, and we've come up with something exciting.
What are you going to do?
All hush hush. We'll launch next week.
I see you got a pearl necklace, by the way.
Yeah, I got a pearl necklace. A real pearl necklace today. Sorry, Damon. Sorry, you couldn't give me a pearl necklace.
I can't. Let's talk to Cello. Where's Cello? Hang on.
Who's Cello?
Cello's a caller.
Oh. Cello.
Okay, look, I've got to be honest. For sakes of transparency, Cello is a colleague of Bernice's.
Oh, we've had him in the studio.
Exactly. I can't lie. This was a setup. I said, Palessa, yeah, Cello's number. Call Cello. See, look how honest I am. And you said that I lied to you.
You just lied to me. I will never trust you again, Damon. One lie.
But Lorraine, Cello, before we talk to you, people are confused. What did I lie? I know what I lied to you, but just what did I lie to you about?
About Facebook. When I went onto Facebook and I said to you, did you take me off the admin pages for Facebook? You said, no, I didn't. Dory did. I SMS'd Dory. Dory said, no, she had nothing to do with it. She'll speak to you.
Okay.
You then came back to me and said, no, I did it. Meantime, I don't think it was you. So I do believe it was your wife that took me off.
So I lied twice.
Probably, yeah. Well, I'm going to count the lies. One lie is a lie.
No, two lies is worse. But the thing is, Lorraine... I normally don't lie.
You're a brat.
No, listen to me. Try to be objective now.
Don't protect me. I can protect myself.
No, this is about me. I'm protecting myself.
Why?
Because I don't want to come across as this terrible liar. Now, I did lie, right? But think about it. Where was it coming from? It was coming from a good place. I was trying to make peace. I didn't want, there was already a lot of tension. And if I told you straight away that Bernice took you off Facebook, it just, in my perception, it felt like it would have been more of an eruption of emotions.
Probably would have.
So then maybe I did the right thing. I did it in stages. First I blamed Dorry. Then I blamed myself.
But that's not the way to do it. I've also got, you know what I mean? It wouldn't have erupted. I would have been pissed off. I would have shat all over you and we would have moved on. I would rather have had that than somebody lie to me. And I think I started at the beginning of the show. When I started the show was I said, and I don't want this to be about me. Why is this whole show about me?
Because this is your fair. This is the farewell Lorraine Maisel show.
No.
Didn't you know that?
No.
This is the farewell. I've got this whole choreographed. Cello was not an accident. This is the farewell.
Where is he now? Why is he?
He's
oh, he's getting excited. I'm going to miss my cough. Can't even speak. I'm going to miss sitting in front of you with your
coughing
tummy.
Cello, just stand by. So, well, where were we? Now I've lost my train of thought. It's the farewell Lorraine Maisel show, basically. No.
I don't want it to be that.
Lorraine, it has to be. I don't have Carly. What's her name again? Carly's not here. Bernice is not here.
But we could talk about what's going on at home with you and Bernice.
We'll get there eventually.
I want to know how you two are doing. Now, how's Bernice coping with me leaving?
Oh, please. We'll
deal with that. I want to know. She's just devastated.
Listen.
Tell me, is she devastated?
Devastated is not the description.
I'm sure she's running around naked in her house, jumping up and down and going, yes, please.
No. Bernice, Cliff Central is like priority 37 in her life. She's got a lot of other things. Yes, she's happy you're leaving. Let's be honest. She's happy you're leaving. But it's not like she didn't pop the champagne. She didn't go crazy. She was a little bit pleased. She didn't smile. Look, when I told her it was like on the phone, she said, oh. But she didn't. I mean, she didn't go to bed last night with me like celebrating that you're leaving.
I believe that you had a celebratory pump.
No, not at all. Not at all.
I would be chuffed if I was leaving.
No, you know what? It's just such a, what I found really upset. For me, this is the.
Okay, listen.
This
is, well, how do you feel?
This is the.
That's a good one. Let's talk about. Yeah. Sorry. Damon's having a cough. Just hang on. I'm going to give him some water.
Do you have to bring nuts and raisins? That's why I'm choking.
Well, I did not force you to eat. I didn't force you to eat. Sorry, guys. He's making me laugh. Can you imagine living with that?
Lessons learned. Don't have nuts and raisins before a radio show.
I didn't. I'm not coughing.
No, for me, you know, I've been doing this radio thing for 20 years now.
Yeah.
This is my 21st year. And
XX1.
Besides Gareth's show. And maybe maybe Jeremy Mansfield's show years ago. This, for me, is the best show ever. We had the right dynamics and the right everything. And for me, it's a real tragedy because it was a great show. Where everything changed and where everything got screwed up is Bernice couldn't come to the studio anymore because she couldn't get leave from work. That changed the dynamic completely. That screwed everything up. Because when you are not face-to-face with yourselves, things get misinterpreted, things change. When I say to you, when you said Bernice, Bernice is a bitch. If you said that to her face, would have been completely different. Bernice would have seen the look on your face. It wasn't coming from a terribly bad place. Bernice may have said some things or done some things that may have been bitchy. But if you said it to her face, Bernice is a bitch, she probably would have laughed it off. But because you weren't face to face and she just heard it, it's a lot. It comes, the perception.
Yeah, well, it's like Bernice said, she's not in the studio to control it. She wanted to control it.
Well, she had to.
Why?
That's just the way it is. It's, you know, she was controlling a lot of the conversation. And because she's the one with all these crazy stories. I've got some crazy stories, but Bernice has got, for every one crazy story I've got, Bernice has got 25. Because she's a lot more interesting than I am. She's a lot more intelligent than I am. She's a lot funnier than I am. Let's face it. You know, she's really wacky. Now, I mean, who would have married me? What person would have married? You have to be a bit different. You know, you've got to be at a different level to the, you know, that's just the way it works. So, where was I? So if she's not in the studio and you people don't see each other, that's where it all screws up.
Do you think that's what happened?
Name me one radio show. Because other radio stations...
Damon, I'm not saying you're wrong. Yeah. I'm just saying you are probably very right. And that's probably where it did happen.
Definitely.
But you know what? It's like for me...
And the funny thing, here's the funny thing as well.
I just think your wife is not a nice person.
No, come on. You see, you can't say that.
Why?
Because that's upsetting.
Can I ask you a question?
She's a very nice person.
Can I ask you a question? That email that she was going to send me.
I never sent it to you.
Where is it?
I was ordered not to show it to you.
Yeah. So that's what, ordered by who?
Obviously by Bernice. Who else is going to order
me? You see, that's it. That was her true emotional feelings that were coming out.
No.
So why does it sound like there's something in the...
Because it's Cello. Let's talk to Cello quickly.
Just
remind me, I want to get back to that letter.
Okay.
Okay, Cello, thank you for calling. We called you. So, Cello, what is your take on all of this?
Hello, Cello. How are you?
I am all good. Pogerto, Flore.
Good.
A bit of Hebrew, by the way. Morning. I just love the energy industry, by the way. Except those horrible things, few things that Lorraine is saying about Benita. She's a horrible person in his speech. I don't think I quite agree. Just because you guys fought a couple of weeks ago does not mean that this person, all of a sudden, she's now changing and being a bitch and this horrible person. You know, we all have, you know, persons here and there, but that does not mean that you're now this horrible person. I think that's just not appropriate.
Okay.
I'm just saying, for the matter that...
Can I ask you a question? If Damon had spoken to you earlier, okay, before I said that, what were you going to say?
Say that again?
You've been listening to the show on your phone for what? How long? 20, 15 minutes?
10 minutes. 15 minutes.
Like at the beginning.
Yeah, okay. So you've been listening to the show. So before I'd said that about Bernice, what were you going to say? Why were you on the phone in the first place?
Yeah, you got some insights.
Yeah. So what were your insights?
I'm part of the Calvary, and obviously I do listen to the show every week. I must say that I actually like the combination between you and Bernice. It's just unfortunate that the relationship fell out because, you know, you were kind of like dominating in the show. But just because now the relationship is falling apart does not mean that you have to say horrible things about it. I don't think that's maturity for me. You know, yes, you might have differences, you might have fought, but that doesn't mean that now all of a sudden Lorraine is this horrible person. No, I just don't agree with that.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, hear you loud and clear.
I'm sure you were quite an asset in the show. Yeah, quite unfortunate that you're now going, unfortunately.
Yeah, you know what? Everything happens for a reason, and I always believe that things happen for a good reason. And from the beginning, Sarah, I've said to everybody that I'm not a Calvary, and I don't know where I fit in. But for me, it's been a good experience. I've learned a lot, and it's a platform that I learned about, and it's amazing. I just love radio, and it's been a great. How many months? 10 months? 11
it's,
months?
10 months.
10 months. Oh my God, it's worse than just giving birth to a baby. But yeah, I've learned a lot on this show. I've learned a lot about people. I've learned a lot about radio. And yeah, I'm very grateful that I've been through this. Moving on. But I think I've never been nasty or completely horrible to Bernice and said disgusting things about her where she's said that it's supposedly always about me.
You just said she's not nice.
So it came from Bernice at the first place. But it has never come from me. I've always wanted her to be here. I think she's a great person. And I've always said she's a great person. But she was just horrible and rude.
No, but hang on, Lorraine. The thing is, let's just try to be objective.
Okay.
Now, have you never been accused of being a bit self-absorbed?
Never. Everybody that I've asked to listen to this radio show, everybody has come back. I am the most kind, giving, uncensored person ever. I'm loud and I'm noisy, but I am not self-centered. Please believe me. And everybody,
I think those people are lying to you, quite frankly.
Oh, right. Thanks, Damon, for bringing Cell on board.
No, you see.
You know what? I think I'm going to go now.
No, but hang on, Lorraine. This is a conversation.
It is a conversation, but you know, let me say something to you that I'm definitely not like that. I'm a loud, vivacious, outgoing person. That's why I'm in PR. That's what I do.
You know, this is a it's a difficult one. You see, we are being ourselves on the show, right?
Yeah.
As much as this is like a reality type radio show,
it is a reality type radio show.
As much as we are.
Like the bold and the beautiful.
As much as we are all honest and we say exactly what's on our mind, at the end of the day, outside the studio, there will be a slight change in dynamic. Because what happens is, while we're talking to each other, we are also aware that there are listeners listening. So I think what happens is that you, Lorraine, might do some stuff or say some stuff that you are thinking radio thinking. You're not thinking like you would think when you're outside the studio just talking normally. So maybe you do some stuff that might create the perception that you try to make things about yourself, but you're not. You're just trying to make it a good radio show. I think that's what happens.
You could be right, Damon. I've never thought about it that way. I've really, really never thought about it that way.
Because what happens, because what you've been accused of, and Bernice has told me, I don't know whether she said it before, I can't remember. She says you always make things about yourself, but I don't think you're meaning it in the way that Bernice is saying. I think you're you're just thinking about, how can I contribute to this radio show and what can I talk about? And obviously, it's going to be about yourself because that's just the way you don't.
Well, I'm not part of your lives. I've never been part of your lives until 10 months ago.
Also, you're brand new to radio. You've only been you've been doing it for 10 months. And I think there's been a little bit of, I think
absolutely.
That's.
So I said to you, this platform has been a great learning curve for me.
But don't you think?
I've learned a lot out of this. And I'm going to take these past 10 months as a learning thing.
Mm.
And a learning thing that is going to, I'm going to take what Bernice has said.
Mm.
Try and interpret it in am I all about myself, and work on that and see if I am, and ask people and start to be in a situation where I think it's always about myself, which I don't, and see if I am, because I'll only step further back because that's what I do.
No, see, don't forget. I think it's
about. I want to learn. I don't want to be.
I think at the end of the day, it's about perception. So when you say Bernice or I are talking about A, B, and C, you think to yourself, ha. Huh, what can I contribute about A, B, and C? And then you do it, and then it's like that's just the way it comes out.
But is that not the way you have a? You know what? When we started the show, you also turned around and you said to me. In fact, it was when you phoned me. I'll never forget. I was driving on the way to the Native American sweats, and you said to me,
Schwitz.
"I was schwitzing. I was on the way to the Schwitz." So you turned around and you said to me, "It's like sitting around a coffee table, and we're going for a coffee on a Saturday morning, having a conversation." So yes, it's about the Calvaries, but it's also about me.
Mm.
It's a coffee table conversation.
Mm.
It's not like I'm gonna sit here and listen to you and Bernice.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Are WeChat's going a bit ape there?
I don't know.
Yes, it is.
We'll go into that in a moment. So I think what also happens as well is that you need different personalities, and you're a very strong personality, and so is Bernice. And so maybe that also came into play as well. I think that perhaps that's an issue.
You know what? I think Bern is this is my opinion. I think Bern's fundamentally a good person. She's very intelligent. I think she is a good mother. I think she is a good wife. But I do think that sometimes I don't know what it is. I can't say. I've actually tried to put my finger on it. I'm not quite sure what it is. Maybe it is a wacky head. I don't know. Maybe it is this wackiness about her. But for me, if you want to send rude and horrible emails and speak over the radio like that to somebody.
But the email never got sent.
Whatever the email. I can just imagine what was in that email.
No, it was almost exactly what she said on air. But
so then there we go.
No, but hang on.
Lorraine.
Yeah.
I just love what you just said. But I think if you are to say something, for example, if you say that person is this kind of a person, you have to stick to that and be authentic about it.
Be what? Sorry, authentic.
Why. Yeah, because you said she's not a nice person, and now you're saying she is a good person.
Exactly. Because we don't know what to believe now. Initially, Bernice was this bitch.
Well, you know what?
Now, let me finish. Okay. And I love you, Lorena.
Oh, bless. Thank you, Selo.
I want to tell you this. I know, and he said she's all these horrible things, and last week's show that you did say that maybe she shouldn't have another child. That was your opinion. Whether you're right or not, stick to it. And now all of a sudden, Bernice is this angelic person. So we don't know actually coexistence. It's really horrible. If you're a nice person, where do you stand in the way that you actually view me? I think that's the problem, you know. You tend not to be quite assertive or put your foot down to say, okay, if this is how you view things, this is how you view things, whether you get it or you don't get it, that is my point of view. And I think for me, that's what defines a person. It's like Gareth Cliff. We know that most people say he's an arrogant guy, but at least he is, you know, explaining himself in terms of his belief and his perspective, point of views, whether people agree with him or not, at least they know where he stands. And I think that's the problem here. You're just all over. Benitez is good, Benitez is horrible. Where on earth do you stand? You know, I mean, I get to drive with Benitez at work. We fight, you know. We have nice moments, but I know that despite all these fights and my nice moments that we have, I know, okay, this is Benitez in my own little head. This
That's what I said. She's a wacky type of person.
No, look, it's what do you say to that?
Well,
Lorraine?
I think we must just go to the WeChat thing, because I think there's a couple of interesting comments on WeChat which I'd like Cello and Damon to read.
Well, Cello can't.
We'll see or read or hear.
Man alive, this is from Andy. Man alive, I am sad though to hear Lorraine leaving. By the way, is Benis and Lorraine real friends? Also, Damon, please, daughter bundle, not interested.
No.
Love you, please don't leave. Just hang on a second. Lots of passion in the studio today. Nice that Kay is the voice of reason. I think that might be me.
Does Gareth know? What does that say?
Gareth announced it, man.
Okay.
Seville Mbokazi says, I don't think Lorraine was self-centered and Cello could not contribute unbiasedly. I love Lorraine. She adds such interesting points. Cello is just representing Bernice. Lorraine is far from self-centered. That's what it says. As a completely objective person, Lorraine is awesome and has great life experiences. Bernice is jealous of the life Lorraine lives. What kind of life do you live, Lorraine?
I have a fantastic life. Wait until the new show, baby. You're going to rock it. I'm not going away.
Bernice is being petty and bully, and Lorraine has actually been really good to deal with all her shit, but I love them both. Okay. No, Law, you can't be leaving. Damon changed the name of the show to Lawrence and the Calvaries.
Why Lawrence and the Calvaries?
I have no idea.
Oh, Lorraine and the Calvaries.
Okay.
Okay.
Demon, stop protecting Bernice. Lorraine is conversing and giving input. She can't be a host and not contribute to your show. Okay, so that was...
Thanks, Claudia. That was a nice one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, guys. So, yeah, there I go. It's probably round about the time that I'm going to say goodbye now, actually, and leave the Calvaries. Oh, there's something wrong with this chair.
You know,
sticking, but I'll just...
Lorraine, I just...
Yes, Damon. Are you going to miss me, darling?
No, I'm thinking of some wise words to leave you on. Besides a cough.
Well, I just think that you and Bernice are good together. I wish you every success in whatever the two of you do. And the show must rock on. And you'll please have some more water. I don't want you coughing all over me and I'm going to get sick now because I can't afford to get sick. Don't forget I've got my gastric bypass coming up. And I do not want to get sick.
Okay, thank you for the water. So, look, I think what the words I'd like to leave you with is, although you're upset with Bernice and you don't like the things that she's told you, maybe it's the way she delivered it to you, but maybe I think a lot of the points that she made might be valid. I can't remember what all the points were, to be honest. I actually can't recall them all.
But to be honest with you.
But maybe some of them are valid. I can't even remember.
Well, we don't have to hash it up. Moving on swiftly. I've moved on long ago. Moving on. Let's do this.
But let me just give you a little bit of an idea where I come from.
Okay. I don't want advice from you. Please.
No. I'm not giving you advice.
Okay.
No. I want you to give me advice. I want you to tell me. I want you to understand and empathize where I'm coming from.
Okay.
So, for example, last week you said Bernice is a bitch, right?
Right.
So when you said Bernice is a bitch, I'm thinking, oh shit, what do I say? Because like I need to now defend Bernice because she's listening. And if I don't defend her and say, Lorraine, why did you say I'm going to be in big trouble? And so I didn't say anything because I just thought to myself, it's coming from Lorraine. I don't take it seriously. It was a little bit funny. It's not a big deal. It went over me like a, I just didn't think, I thought maybe I should say something, but then I didn't. The only thing is that Bernice was furious with me that I didn't defend her. But now, watch.
Gee, can I ask
now,
you?
So what should I have said to you? Don't call my wife a bitch. She's not a bitch. I mean, would that have worked?
Can I ask you a question?
Would that have worked?
Can I ask you a question,
what?
Damon?
What?
Just a question I'd like to ask you. Do you constantly live in fear?
Not constantly, maybe half the time.
Okay, just asking. Okay, that's answers my question. You know what? You have every right, and if you didn't defend your wife, I would have no respect for you, because that is what a husband and wife are there for,
yes,
each other, to defend each other.
No, but I've also got a radio show to run, so I mean, it's difficult.
So you should have shat on me.
But then would that have worked?
Okay. I don't know. Okay, it's a radio show. That's exactly what it is.
You said earlier on that Bernice is a horrible person or not a nice person.
She's not a nice person. She says horrible things.
Okay, well, let me state that on record that you are wrong.
Okay.
Very wrong.
Okay. Give it to me.
She's a wonderful person.
Give it to me.
She's a wonderful person. And I don't
man
want you.
Alive.
I don't want. You mustn't be saying that. How can you say to a man that his wife's a horrible person? Think about
that. Well, shout at me. Give it to me. I want it.
But have you.
Where's that bat? I want to take that cricket bat from.
But you understand where I'm coming from?
No, no. You should be doing that. Well done on shitting on me.
But I put it on the side.
I would rather be shat on than lied to.
But I've got a radio show to run as well. Okay. So I can't spend 10 minutes arguing with you that my wife's a wonderful person. I know my wife's a wonderful
you
person.
You married her because she's a wonderful person.
I know she's a wonderful person. I don't have to argue with you about it.
But you and Bernice have to live with each other. I don't have to live with the two of you.
If you call her a bitch, I know she's not a bitch. Why do I have to argue with you about it?
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. We put that on record.
Absolutely. Ugh. You have protected your wife. You always will protect your wife. But it's not about what you say. It's how you do it.
Okay, just going forward. I don't know what show you're doing. It's all hush, hush, secret, secret. Just some advice before you leave. If someone comes to
I don't want your advice. I told you.
No, I don't care. I'm going to give it to you.
I don't want your advice,
Damon.
I don't want your advice.
No, this is radio advice. This is not life advice. This is not life advice.
Thank God, because if you give me life advice, I'd be falling over dead.
That's not nice. Someone comes to the window in the middle of the show.
I'm not a nice person.
And it's completely irrelevant to the listener. No one cares that someone's at the window. Oh, that's a nice looking guy. Why do you say that? Nobody cares. It's irrelevant.
Okay, well then people...
Does that make sense to you?
I like Lorraine, but she's been a little annoying through this whole drama.
Forget about it.
But Lorraine, I love these. I love Lorraine, the WeChats. I think people are giving their honest opinion. I love that.
Please, WeChat, SmeChat. They represent... Anyway, it's very nice. If someone comes to the window, who gives a shit? Well, how is that relevant to the listeners?
I don't know. I like that person. Well, I'm allowed to know.
There you go. There you go. It's not about you. Ha ha!
Damon.
Does that make sense?
Damon, that makes good sense.
But why did it take you 10 months to see that?
Yeah, but I mean, even when Bernice would sit here and go, oh, look who's standing at the window.
Yes, but I shat on her. I told her not to do it. And she stopped doing it. You carried on doing it for the last 10 months.
Okay, I'm going to go listen to the podcast, ask Duncan to take little snippets. Listen, we haven't even gone to a commercial break yet.
So when you and Benji Moody have this new show, you must tell Benji also not to do that, okay?
Who's Benji? Oh, Benji from Idols.
Whatever, who cares? Anyway, Lorraine, goodbye.
I'm so excited, guys. It's going to be so cool. So tune in to hear about what's happening.
When is it on?
I can't tell you. It's all
okay, Lorraine.
Hush, hush.
Okay, enough teasing us. Okay, Selo, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Do you mind hanging on? We're going to play a little songy.
Okay, cool.
Goodbye, Lorraine. Will I see you around?
Bye, Damon.
Bye-bye.
Man alive!
Keeping up with Calvary, I think, in this case. Okay, let's switch off Selo because he's talking to somebody in the background. Caller, Selo's there. Bernice, have I got you on the Skype? Because you are there. I can hear you making noises and stuff. Hello. Oh, she's typing. She's working. Okay. So let me call her and tell her, hello, you're on Skype, sweetie. You're on. Hello.
Hello.
Okay. There you are. Okay. I can hear you typing. You're working hard. Hey, Bernice. Is it not working, hey? Oh, dear. Palesa, what's gone wrong? I tell you what, try call Bernice back on the Skype and let's see if it'll work a second time. Okay, let's try to do that. Yeah, you see, that was the Skype noise. So, Selo. Cello. Okay, keeping up with the Calvaries. You know, this is what's going to happen. Okay, let's do a little bit of what's it called? The WeChat. Oh, yo, Damon, you're killing me with laughter. Love the show. I think you, Damon, you can manage this without Lorraine. Great show. And then somebody says, Jody Marie says, I love it when Lorraine mentions things happening in the studio. I like Lorraine, but she's a bit, been a little annoying through this whole drama. The split is the best thing. Sure. So, anyway, Bernice, have I got you there? No, don't have you there. Skype's not working. And then, Cello, are you there?
I am, thanks. I'm sorry about that.
What were you doing? Like, things like work. Don't let work. No, don't let no, your work no. get in the way of this show, Cello.
I'm sorry. Someone was in the office and I just had to be uncovered. I'm sorry about that.
So, Cello, now, you've lived with Bernice and I for how long now? 3 months, 4 months?
About 4 months. This last year, November. Yeah.
So what are our strengths? What are our weaknesses? I mean, where can we improove as people?
As people, or
well, I mean, what is your overall assessment of the situation? Aren't we wonderful parents?
Lately, Bernice has been playing with Alexa, which has been wonderful. I'm sure Alexa is still recovering from the shock. Good shock. I must say that she's experiencing, because then after work, she's no longer just going straight into work. She just time to play with Alexa, which I think is quite cool. But for the past 2 weeks, I had an incident twice. You remember I did a salad, and then I ate like 0.5% of that salad, and you chowed the whole thing. That is problem number one. I complained to Bernice. The matter was not taken seriously. Number two, we were doing dinner, I think it's somewhere last week. And then he said, I must just wait until it's done. Lo and behold, you chowed everything. I raised the mat with Bernice, and nothing was taken seriously. And yet, if you make a bribe and you insist that they must leave one piece for you, if that piece is eaten, you will kill someone. So that is
so it's a food issue?
That is a big problem for me.
Okay, so I must be more aware of the food. I thought our catering was actually pretty good.
Yeah, but you chowed everything, which was a problem.
Oh, okay. Let's just see if Bernice is with us. No.
Okay, so just tell
me. Okay, you're on. Bernice, you're on.
Hello.
Hello, Bernice, you with us?
Yes, darling, can you hear me?
Yes, but eventually it's working.
Finally, well done.
Yeah, is there a bit of feedback there, Palesa? No. Oh. Is your radio or something on there, like your computer?
Is this better?
I think you must stand still. I think that's what it is.
Okay.
So Bernice, did you hear any of what Lorraine was saying?
Yes, I actually heard all of it.
And what are you going to be? Are you going to divorce me again? Did I handle it better?
Of course not. You know, I actually felt very sad when I heard Lorraine, because I think that at the end of the day, it's exactly what you said. You know, everybody ends up in the middle of some kind of cycle of miscommunication, and you end up highlighting specific things that, you know, to some extent shouldn't be highlighted. And, you know, when the person's not there to maybe...
Can you keep still and stop playing with whatever you're playing? What are you playing with there?
Sorry, I was just closing my door.
Okay, well, please keep still, you know.
No, I'm still. I'm sorry, my love. I'm still. I'm sitting now. I'm still. I'm behaving.
Okay, you're not at home. Okay, you're saying
yes,
you're sad. Sad and communication, carry on.
Enough already. I'm sitting.
No, I'm just carry on with what you were saying about being sad and communication issues.
I don't want to fight with people, and I think both of us feel aggrieved. I feel she said things about me, and I said things about her, and maybe there was a hint of truth to what everybody said. But at the end of the day, you can't force a person to look at themselves if they don't want to look at themselves. So she's not going to look at things she doesn't want to look at, and I'm probably not going to look at things that I don't want to look at. But at the end of the day, you know, the anger, unfortunately, got to a point where probably neither of us could cope with it. And what maybe I would have liked Lorraine to have done was maybe to have been a little bit more upfront about her being upset. You know, if she was upset about things that I said, say you're upset. Don't pretend you're not upset. Don't pretend that life is brilliant, that everything is on the up. You know, shit things happen to everybody. People say shit things. And maybe I was a bitch to her. Maybe the reason why I felt that I had to say those things was because I didn't feel she was listening. Because every single time we would say things, she either wouldn't listen or she would just like fob it off. So for whatever reason, I finally got her attention. She may or may not be liking what I've said or listening to what I've said, but I've got her attention. And unfortunately, the fallout has been quite big.
Do you still want to do, are you still going to threaten me with divorce? Did I handle it better this today than last week?
No, my love, you were wonderful. You really were. And I think you tried very hard. And that is the kind of support and strength that I want to see from you because.
Because?
No, so I can hear the whole conversation going on with Duncan and Palestine. What are they doing in the background? Quite interesting stuff. What goes on in
Duncan, come into the studio. Come into the studio, please, Duncan. Duncan, can you talk to Bernice for the next 2 minutes and give your assessment of what's going on? I just want to go look at the Skype on her side. Duncan's gonna take over the show for like 30 seconds.
Put your headphones on. Hey, Bren, it's really good to hear your side of the story, hey, because it's been really intense and hectic just now.
Damon, hello.
Yes, I'm here, Bren. What's going on?
No, that's wonderful. You know what? I'm just going to go speak on Cello's phone. I think that might be the easiest way of doing it.
No,
what do you think?
We can hear you now. Everything's perfect. So,
yes. Okay, perfect.
Bernice, something amazing just happened.
What, darling? Did Jesus come back to Earth?
Almost. I fixed up something technical that other people couldn't do.
I can't believe you. I can't believe you. You can't be telling me the truth.
I swear to God, Palessa had something clicked. She had it clicked on the wrong thing, and I fixed the click up. How's that?
I think we must just apologize to everybody for wasting their time, because that was very unprofessional what just happened now.
Well, between Duncan and Palessa, quite frankly, I'm a bit disappointed. I've got to be honest.
No. We're all learning. We all have to develop. But what I wanted to say there was that I think both of us have hopefully not missed this opportunity for growth and for learning. Because at the end, you know, I know I say things in a mean way. I know I come across as mean and bitchy. And I suppose the perspective that I have is, why waste time? Why pussyfoot? You know, yes, how you say things is very important. Otherwise, people don't listen. But at the end of the day, maybe it was a bit of tough love. And I just felt there's no other way I could communicate this across. And maybe you and I've also reached a new point in our relationship where you realize you have to defend me, where you realize actually not everything is about entertainment and radio, and that you have an obligation to your family. And when people crap on your family and say shit things that are actually upsetting, because as much as I would like to let these things just sort of like, you know, whatever, what's it, water off a duck's back, deflect off my back, I can't. I don't like it when people say things about me like, oh, you know, she shouldn't have children, she shouldn't breed. I mean, that is hectic.
No, but hang on. But Bernice, if you were in the studio with Lorraine when she said that, you would have laughed it off. Because I promise you, when Lorraine said it, it's almost like a joke. It wasn't to be taken seriously, honestly.
And I think, again, this comes to communication issues and how we all have to be careful and very considered in what we say. So I think at the end of it was just a big balagan. It was a big mess. It was a big ball of wool that was all tangled up, and unfortunately we couldn't get it straight again. And maybe if we'd gotten in a mediator, it could have helped. Because you know they often say in imago therapy, they say that you get into a relationship with a person who teaches you lessons. And if you go through your life just finessing things and not being involved with people who create challenges for you, you're never going to grow as a person.
So being in Lorraine's life is challenging me. So maybe we're more similar than we think. And when she talks about herself, it taps into something in me because I get angry. And I think to myself, stop talking about yourself. Make space for other people. I also want to be heard. So it's about me responding to what she's saying. And similarly, when I've said these things that she doesn't like, I mean, as Selo says, does she like them? Doesn't she like them? She keeps changing her mind. You know, is this about a PR image? Is this not about a PR image? I don't know. I would like to really know how she felt. Because quite frankly, if it didn't upset her at all, she wouldn't have gotten 100 people to listen to the podcast. So again, if I were married to Lorraine, we would have a relationship where there would be conflict and we would learn and grow. But it's hard being in that space because it's tense and it's uncomfortable and you're fighting and there's conflict.
Rena says that you and Lorraine are peas in the same pod. What do you say to that?
Well, probably if she said that to me and to Lorraine, both of us would say, God forbid, because there are things in each other we don't like.
Mm-hmm.
So the things that I've accused Lorraine of and the things that maybe she's accused me of, you know, they're mirroring each other. So I don't know, you know, who knows what we are. There definitely are similarities. You know, we're both strong. We both want to be heard. We're probably both fragile inside. And you know, when we get into a space, like a negative space, all of our sort of demons, I suppose, come up. And maybe mine is to be aggressive and to be rude. And Lorraine's might be to just pretend it's not an issue. So for her, pretense might be the defense. And for me, the defense is aggression. And she sees that aggression, and that's all she sees. And now, you know, in psychological terms, she's splitting. So she sees me now as all evil and all bad, and there's nothing good about me. She was trying a little bit today to sort of bring good things in. So all of a sudden, I'm like the biggest bitch on the planet who shouldn't have any more children because I said Lorraine likes the limelight. And you know, one needs to sort of look at these things in perspective. But then similarly, I also was crazy. I was also saying, you didn't defend me. You weren't loyal to me. What were you doing, Damon? I don't want to be on your show anymore. You must choose between her and me. You must choose between Cliff Central and me. You know what I'm saying? So I think,
you told me
I think
to,
we're all
you
a bit
told
nuts.
Me, you told me to pack my bags.
Yes, I was very angry. Thank you.
I mean, I almost, I was going to pack my bags.
No, I wouldn't have wanted you to pack. Maybe in that minute, I would have wanted you to pack your bags. But what was at the root of my sadness? It was the fact that I didn't feel you defended me. And in my world, people who are loyal to me and who defend me are very important.
Yeah, but Bernice, when I say to you, the show is for the listeners, not for you, does that make you angry? Do you not understand what that means?
I do understand what it means, but it's not to say that what she was saying and doing was still wrong. You see, the balance is missing, I think, in the way you've approached the situation. I can't, just like she says, she can't be abused. I can't be abused. You can't expect everyone to be abused for these listeners out there. We all have lives. We all have feelings.
Well, this is the thing. This is the crux of the thing that just came to mind now. You got to have a thick skin and not take yourself too seriously in this broadcasting business. And you and Lorraine, this is your first foray into this kind of thing. And this is something you're going to maybe learn, or maybe you'll never learn. Maybe it'll be forever lacking.
It might be forever lacking. And I suppose that oversensitivity is what also makes things interesting, because at least I'm honest about feeling hysterical or about feeling insulted or about feeling that my husband isn't prepared to stand up for me and defend me. And he's allowed, you know, he'll let people say and do whatever they want about me. And where is that meant to leave me in this space? You can't just say, oh, it's about radio. When I married you because I felt you were a loyal, honest, gentle, sweet guy. You defended me, you protected me, you were gentle, you kind, you all those things. So don't start slipping in the name of radio, because your personality has to be consistent. You can't have two personalities, one on air, one off air. What's that about?
No, but that's the thing, Bernice, that's the secret of successful radio. You got to be the same person on and off. That's why radio works. That's how it
saying,
works.
So you're saying you don't defend me off air?
No, Lorraine. Lorraine, can Lorraine come and talk? Because
I want to talk to Lorraine. Okay,
no, I don't want to talk to you. All I want to ask you is one question. Did you say that you'll never come back to the show because I was on the show?
Not in those exact words.
All right. Just checking. I'm out of here.
No, what's the answer?
I just want to make a point.
What's the point?
I can't remember.
The point is that she wanted out. She wanted in. I wanted out. And we both got what we wanted. The question
Lorraine,
was...
Can I just say something?
No,
we're
you
talking
can't.
Now, and I think that's good.
Bye. This makes for such good radio. I love it. Bye.
No, it's not good radio if you don't stay and listen.
Oh, she's sitting there listening. She's not talking. Anyway, I'm going to say what I want to say, and if she wants to come in, she can say.
No, it's the show,
I feel
yeah.
very bad about what happened. I actually didn't even realize what I said hurt or upset Lorraine. Maybe it did, maybe it didn't. She hasn't said anything, okay? But clearly she didn't like it. Clearly she didn't like the tension. I didn't like the tension either. So you unfortunately, Damon, weren't able to facilitate the conversation with us in a way that made me happy. And therefore, if that was the case, I was going to step out and let you and Lorraine do whatever you wanted to do in the show. You, on the other hand, wanted me in the show, but then couldn't make your mind up about what it was you wanted. So quite frankly, I was very happy with the first 8 or 9 months of the way things were going on the show. But there were things that were upsetting me, and they were upsetting you, and we generally spoke to Lorraine about it. And then when I left the studio, because I couldn't always be there live, that caused problems with communication. But I also don't think that it was dealt with in the best possible way by the two of you. And maybe if you had dealt with it differently and you had given me more space and you had allowed for that to, you know, still be a democratic sort of three-way relationship or whatever the case is, it would have worked better. So,
Bernice,
you know, as I say, it's a big ball of messed up wool. We can't go back and change things that have happened. Lorraine obviously feels very strongly about the things that I said. I don't think they were that bad. If people said things like that to me, I probably wouldn't have thought they were that bad. If they'd said to me, you're a piece of shit, you shouldn't be a mother, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that, I would have probably thought that's not nice because that's below the belt. And I felt that it did get below the belt in the conversation. And obviously Lorraine did too. So everybody's limits are different.
Okay, well, you're on my limits. I'm not a mixture of Nelson Mandela, Mahatma Gandhi, Henry Kissinger, and Bill Clinton. They wouldn't have been able to handle you and Lorraine, quite frankly.
It's life about growth. It's about growth. It's about improving. It's about getting better. No matter how much Lorraine dislikes me right now, she's thought about the things that I've said. I hope. I don't know.
Maybe a little bit.
I'm not saying these things to be nasty. I believe these things. Maybe she believes the things she says about me, and they're hurtful to me as well. I don't like hearing them either. I actually don't know what to say, Damon. Honestly.
One last thing.
I think we've overanalyzed this.
No. It's lovely. What's going to happen to Carly now? Gareth says that Carly's going to be on our show now, and the same thing's going to happen with you and Carly that happened with you and Lorraine. Well, what do you say to that?
I'm obviously a difficult person. I don't know. I can't, you know, I don't know. We'll have to see what happens. Next chapter, the bold and the beautiful. I don't know. I can only be myself.
Okay. Anyway, thank you very much, Bernice. Love you. See you later.
Love you, and I just also want to say something to Lorraine. Law, I am really sorry. I think we probably should have had a conversation about this, and maybe we should have had that particular meeting at Fauna's Bakery where we were going to have a discussion about where things were going, and things probably did get out of hand, and there was a lot of tension and a lot of lack of communication between us. But I really am sorry for hurting you or for being nasty if I was, because I agree with you. I probably was harsh, and it wasn't my intention to really hurt.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.